Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy spaghetti special, spaghetti and meatballs recipe. Actually, this is just the
doctor. When was the last time you ate a meatball?
I'm going to tell you.
What, like 10 years ago?
Dr. Fitness's special recipe.
I'm taking the over of 20 years.
It's been a long, long time. So you know there's a caveat to this story,
Meat in the meatball.
Meat in the meatballs. I found Veggie Patch. I don't know who makes Veggie Patch, but Veggie Patch meatballs are out of this world. They come pre-made, pre-packaged. And if you make it to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy way, I promise you, you're going to love this. What I do is I take about 3 tomatoes, fresh tomatoes. Depending upon how many people you got in the house, you may need to use a lot more tomatoes. And what you're going to do is you're going to start cooking those tomatoes. Put them in a pan. Put the whole thing in there. And you put some olive oil. You're going to put some onions. And this is how the Italians do it. This is not the Jew. This is a Jewish person making an Italian recipe. And what you're going to do is you're going to cook up those tomatoes.
You crush them? You squeeze them?
Well, what happens when you start? I chop them a little bit. I chop them up. And then once you put them in there.
You didn't say that.
Well.
It's a recipe. You should kind of give us a heads up on how you do this.
You're going to have to chop them up a little bit. Okay. So you chop them up a little bit. Now, this doesn't come out like your regular tomato sauce. I don't want you to think this is like your regular. This is kind of more watery because it's.
Because of the tomato. It's
because the tomato's filled with water. So you have about 4 or 5 tomatoes. You chop them up with some olive oil. You put some garlic in there. And then you put some capers in there. You put some onions in there. And then you put some tomatoes in there. And you want to put in some mushrooms too. You don't have to put the mushrooms in. I know you don't like mushrooms. But I love the mushrooms. Put them in there as well. Cook that all up. And then you add the meatballs. Now, the meatballs come ready to go. They're ready to go. So you can throw them in right at the end.
Yeah.
And let them sit in there. The meatballs are perfect size. They're not huge where you have to chop them. Like, if you put a fork into a meatball, it's ready to stick, go in
and
your mouth.
And this is Veggie Patch, and I'm sure it's some soy tofu something.
It tastes just like a meatball. You can't even tell the difference.
You haven't eaten a meatball
I know what a meatball. This tastes better than a meatball.
I'm sure.
It's really good. And the pasta, I'm going to let you handle the pasta, because I know.
The Barilla.
Right, and how do you cook it? Don't you throw it against the refrigerator? What do you do to make sure? Al dente?
Al dente.
Al dente.
That's how
But you like
it.
The whole wheat pasta, right?
Yes.
And you cook it for how long?
7 minutes.
7 minutes.
How long? You time that?
All right. Well, you had to say something, or else it's just the Dr. Fitness recipe.
That's
so you have to cook You have to cook the.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not eating tofu meatballs.
You wouldn't even try it? How about if I brought some in?
Yeah. Did you bring anything in?
No, I didn't bring it in,
you
can try it.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's going to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.